Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Avodah Zarah she'nichu avdeha b'shas shalom, muteret. B'shas mechama asura. Now Avodah Zarah that was left by the Goyim, and they went elsewhere without taking the Avodah Zarah with them, the Avodah Zarah becomes mutter, and since they did not bother taking the Avodah Zarah with them, they were obviously mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it is mutter b'ana. But if there is a mechama going on, and they left the Avodah Zarah and went elsewhere without taking it with them, that's no riot that they were mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Maybe they didn't have a chance to take it with them, so therefore the Avodah Zarah remains also. B'mtsiyahu shamalacham hari elu mutaros. B'fnei shamamidim osar b'shar shamalacham over. The b'mtsiyahu shamalacham are the rocks that line a path in which a melech is going to go by. And they would line the path with rocks and put an Avodah Zarah on the rocks so when the melech passes by, he can bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Those rocks are mutter. They're not considered meshamshim to the Avodah Zarah. The reason being is that sometimes the melech doesn't end up going by this path. He goes on a different path. And they leave the Avodah Zarah where it is. And they don't pay any attention to it. So similar to an Avodah Zarah that was left by the Goyim B'shash Shalom. And therefore, the rocks of the Avodah Zarah is not considered meshamshim to Avodah Zarah and are mutter ba'ana. The Goyim asked the question to the Zkenim of the Yisrael in Rome. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he get rid of the Avodah Zarah? Amru Lahem, the Zkenim said to them, if they are worshipping things that were not necessary for the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get rid of them. Harein ovdin lachama v'lalavona v'lakochobin v'lamadlos ya'abed olomo mipnei ashotim. The Goyim worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planet. Should HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the world because of the crazy people that worship Avodah Zarah? Now, even though you could ask, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the shotim themselves that worship Avodah Zarah, the Mefarshim answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be Bechira in the world. A person should be able to choose whether or not to serve Avodah Zarah, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not destroy the people that worship Avodah Zarah. Amru Lahan, the Goyim then asked this Canaan, in Cain, if that's the case, Ya'abi Dover Shein Tzorach Lo'olombo, V'yaniach Dover Shein Tzorach Lo'olombo. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the Avodah Zarah, which is not necessary for the world, while he would keep the Avodah Zarah that is necessary in the world. Amru Lahem, this Canaan answered, Ap Anu Masdikim Yidei Avdeihem Sha'elu. By doing that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be strengthening the hands of the people that worship the Chama Lelavona as Avodah Zarah. Sha'omrim, as those people will say, Teidu Shehein Elohas. This is a proof that the Chama and the Lelavona are really Elohas. Sharehein Lobalu. And they were not Nisbatu, while the other Avodah Zarah was Nisbatu. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that all the Avodah Zarah should remain.